Hello.
Hi Lisa, this is Sarah from Deluxe Home Care. How are you?
Hey, how are you? So this is her daughter.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, fine. So actually, I'm the coordinator for your case. So if you ever have any issues, I got your schedule that you're doing from Monday from 9 to 5 and Tuesday from 9 to 6.
Okay, so I do got a question about that.
Sure.
Okay, so if you break down the monthly hours, wouldn't it be 18 a week?
Let me see. So actually, the way we divide it is each month it has to be divided differently because it's based on the days. So there's 31 days in December. Let me pull your schedule up 1 minute. What were you told? How many hours were you told that you have?
73. Hold on, I can tell you. Seventy-three, 75.
Okay, 1 minute. I'm just trying to see if it's updated yet. So it's funny because your hours are actually missing in the schedule. I'm not sure why. The authorized hours aren't even there, so I have to ask someone about that, why they're not there. So I could get back to you about that. But if you're supposed to have seven, you're supposed to have 17.73. Is that what you said? And how many did you add up when you made the schedule?
It's 73, 75 hours per month, and then she broke it down to 17.15 per week.
Okay, let me see. Let me divide that.
Sorry, at this point I can't really work, so every hour helps.
No problem. I'll do this for you. 73.75.
I was a little late on clocking in today. I forgot I was getting her up.
That's okay. And then we're doing it twice a week. Let's see if we have.
Yeah.
Looks
Mondays
like
and Tuesdays.
it came out to 16.65 actually.
16.65.
Yeah. And then it gets 8 hours a day. The reason why is because if you take that 73.75, you divide it by 31 because there's 31 days of the month. And then we times by 7 for 7 days. And then I divide that by however many times, however many days you want to do it.
I'm just doing it too, 'cause I'm there all the time, every day.
Right,
So she told
so.
me to clock in 8 hours one day and 9 the next.
So it could be that that might even be too much. I think it could be it was divided the wrong way. This is like a new way that we started dividing it. But I could get back to you about that. Like why the hours are not in there and if it would be able to be more.
Right, well, I'm gonna wait about a week, and I'm gonna try to put a request into the state.
Okay, that
You
sounds
get
good.
more
Yeah.
hours.
Yeah, you could always do that. But also, another thing I was calling about is because we need to get the federal tax ID number for Lisa, and we need her social for that. So, would you be able to give me that? Do you know it?
Her social is 497-8484-20.
Okay. And then also, we might have to send a form. So, do you have an email? Because if we can't get the code, then we need you to sign a paper.
Yeah, Keegan, KEEGANCADE, 2016 at gmail.com.
Okay, fine. Amazing. So if you ever like have issues with the schedule or if you see it's not working out, just give me a call. This is my direct line. Or if you like clock in a different day, I could update your schedule for you and put the times in.
Okay. Like I said, I was only doing it 2 days just because it's easier, because I'm there 7 days a week.
Right, yeah, that makes sense. That's what people do then.
Yeah, cause I put her to bed and I get her up out of bed. So.
Let me just make sure we have your direct deposit. 1 minute. Yeah, I have your direct deposit. Okay, fine. So I'll have to add that in.
Okay. And is it every week or every 2 weeks?
It's every week, but it's for the week prior. So you wouldn't get paid this Friday. You get paid next Friday.
Okay. That's
yeah,
true.
Every Friday. Okay. Amazing. So have a great day.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Sure. Bye.